Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, people? Welcome to the post-game number crunch. As usual, I'm your host, Jake Painting, creator of the Howls and Growls Timberwolves newsletter, and this podcast is proudly brought to you by Canis Hoopus and SB Nation. If you'd like to subscribe to Howls and Growls to follow some of the stuff we're doing over the All-Star break, please follow the link in the show notes or head to howlsandgrowls.substack.com, grab a free trial or a $3 per month subscription, and help support me and the podcast and Howls and Growls as well. And, of course, we are heading into the All-Star break on a low, somehow. For the majority of this game against the Washington Wizards, it seemed like an almost foregone conclusion that we'd be skipping into this break on a high note. But then the 2022-2023 Minnesota Timberwolves happened, and now we as fans get to stew on another game where they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. The final score was 114-106. And, I mean, Washington is a better team than the Detroits and San Antonios and Houstons of the league. But this felt eerily similar to the many other defeats against those teams in the way that it should have been a win. And Minnesota shot their own foot off to ensure that it wasn't a win. I mean, it may have even been a little bit worse. After grabbing a 20-point lead in the first quarter, I'd say my rough estimate is that they pushed their lead back over 15 points at least another 5 times throughout the night, but then they get blasted with a 38-19 fourth quarter run by the Wizards, and they watch that lead get chipped away until it was kind of completely broken and completely lost. And it wasn't just one thing that went wrong. It really is just one single thing going wrong that kind of punts away a win like this. I mean, Jaden McDaniels and Rudy Gobert both got lit up by Bradley Beal in the fourth. Anthony Edwards' really hot start kind of devolved into bad shots and poor decisions late in the game. And, of course, our new shiny toy, who we really do love and we've loved what he's done so far, Mike Conley, had one of his worst games for some time, maybe one of his worst games in his career, and finished with a big fat goose egg in the scoring column. But, as it has been quite often lately, it felt like a night where the bench mob just really let the starters down. So that's why this episode's number is -47.1, as in the -47.1 number that constituted Minnesota's bench's combined net rating in this game. Let's dive deeper into that horror show after a quick break.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
So, as I said, heading into the ad break, Minnesota's bench combined net rating was -47.1. So if you kind of add up all the net ratings from that bench unit, it ended up with a -47.1 net rating. Between Taurean Prince, Naz Reid, Jalen Noel, Jordan McLaughlin, Austin Rivers, and Nikhil Alexander-Walker, They had 22 points on 8 of 25 shooting. They had 7 turnovers compared to 4 assists. And their combined plus-minus was minus 35. And those numbers are actually boosted by the 4 and 6 minutes that Alexander Walker and Rivers gave you respectively. The Wolves were actually playing really well in the first half when those two guys got their really short stints. If you take out those two and just account for the Noel, Reed, Prince, and J-Mac unit, who all played between 11 and 22 minutes, the plus-minus actually drops to minus 43, and the combined net rating drops to, get this, minus 150.6. Now, obviously, those guys played together. They played minutes together in the game, so it's not like the Wolves were actually outscored by 150.6 points per 100 possessions when the bench was on the floor, because that would be absolutely ludicrous. But I think it's a really good insight into just how extremely bad they were as individual players as well as a group. Individually, you're looking at minus 15.6 for Prince, minus 40 for Naz Reid, minus 42.3 for J-Mac, and minus 52.3 for Noel. In a game where Minnesota led for over 45 minutes of the game and lost by 8 points, that's almost hard to wrap your head around. But then again, it isn't, because we all saw the game and we all felt that impact that they had kind of stabbing the team in the heart. When Minnesota's bench started filtering in during the first quarter, the Timberwolves were leading 28-8 with 5.5 minutes left in that first quarter. By the time Minnesota's starters started to come back in the game with around 8.5 minutes left in the second quarter, the score was 40-31. That's a 23-12 run in around 9 minutes of game time, and Minnesota's 20-point lead is cut to 9. And then it happens again. The Wolves get the lead out to 13 with 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter when Noel and J-Mac check in, and they actually push it out to 18 points after a couple of Anthony Edwards buckets in the next minute. But by the time Finch kind of pulls the plug finally on the Nas and Noel show, with 9.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, the lead is 3 points, and it's well and truly a ball game after that. Again, that's around 6 or 7 minutes of game time, and the 18-point lead is cut to 3 with that kind of all-bench or mostly bench unit. Again, other things went wrong. Minnesota's offensive execution in the half court was god-awful, especially in the fourth quarter, even when those bench guys subbed out. And they weren't able to stop Beal at all on the other end. And those two things are defining features of this loss, as well as the bench's performance is a defining feature of this loss. But it's not as defining, because the bench were forcing those starters to play with fire all night long, and eventually the bench went and got the starters scorched by that fire. It's kind of been a thing that's been quietly bubbling under the surface for a while now. In the last 15 games, Minnesota's bench is the 10th worst in the league by net rating. In the last 10 games, they're the 8th worst. And in the last 5 games, they're the worst bench in the entire league by net rating as a unit. And the one thing that really, I think, magnifies bad bench play is great play by the guys that they're backing up. And maybe that's why this has felt so stark of late, and of course the numbers kind of back that up as well. The starters have been awesome. In the totality of those last 15 games, Minnesota's starters ranked 7th in the league for net rating as a group. They are doing their job for the most part. The teams above them in that 15-game stretch are Cleveland, Denver, Milwaukee, the very fun and very hot Oklahoma City Thunder, Boston, and Philly. The Wolves bench is letting this team down. Every other team in that group, maybe aside from OKC, are playing exceptional basketball and consistently getting the results to back up that exceptional basketball. Those teams also have problems off their bench as well. Every team does, and that's why these guys are bench players. But they don't have the 4 out of 5 bad game players like Noel and Reed and, at the moment, Jordan McLaughlin. And for the most part, their coaches don't let the players that are in that category play extended stretches or even play at all. They find more minutes for a Nickeil Alexander-Walker, who had a plus 89 net rating when he was on the floor in this game. They find minutes for energy guys like Josh Minot when the team is lacking energy off the bench. and they find minutes for steady hands like Wendell Moore Jr. when the bench unit can't play a lick of defense and he is known more as a defensive guy. They just mix it up. And right now, Finch isn't mixing it up, and he's trotting out the same guillotine every night. Hopefully, with a bit of soul-searching and film study, it's something that does change coming out of the break. I think it needs to. I think whether it's these guys playing better or just mixing up the lineup in general, I mean, I would prefer the latter because we've now seen 61 games, and Noel especially has been kind of an anchor weighing this team down for pretty much the entire 61-game stretch. Like I said, Naz Reid is very fun, but often hurtful to the team when he's not in one of those moods where he's going to score 20 points and have 8 rebounds, or pretty much when he comes off the bench, he's not a very good player at the moment. And they have some nice gems to start to mine in Alexander Walker and Minot, and even Wendell Moore Jr. They need to get minutes into these guys at some point, and it feels like that point is now when Minnesota's bench is, as I said, in the last 5 games, the very worst bench in the league. So hopefully we see some changes. I'll be here kind of weaving the odd podcast in over the All-Star break. I hope you'll be here to listen.